finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love?
The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. I just want to comment on what Jack said. That's exactly right. I do want to say one thing, though, that I welcome all callers. And so I do not single out any caller, whether or not I agree with their views. So that part of it, I think we have an open mic for good faith people calling in. That said, the business of going after Nancy Pelosi and the FBI and all that, take a look at that video and listen to the testimony. They were up there to murder Nancy Pelosi, and they were up there to murder Mike Pence. They said, hang Mike Pence, and they had a gallows, and then, oh, Nancy, and they trashed her office. So any kind of feeling that anybody has in the Republican Party that somehow it wasn't Trump people doing this is just plain not true. And but that said, I do welcome people calling in. I appreciate the calling in, and would not single out any caller. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Dick of Madison?
A little bit more on the criminal Robin Voss. I mean, here's a guy who pilfered money from the COVID fund for his business. Now, that's fine for a legitimate business. In his business, this is legitimate, but here's the same guy that basically said COVID was nothing, except you had to have a HAZVAC uniform on to even vote, forced everybody else to vote in person. And then you've got this Gableman. I mean, where did he? Did he find Fawn Hall, the secretary for Gomer North, to shred his papers now? I mean, these guys all, in my mind, where is the attorney general of the state on this? Can't he do something?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I mean, we're going into election, and obviously, if, you know, I was the chairman of the Democratic Party, and I'm supporting the whole Democratic ticket, and the people running on the Republican side have no business being in office. At the same time, I would like to see a lot more aggressiveness in terms of some of these prosecutions. I mean, and let me tell you something about Gableman. He just went over $1 million. He just went over $1 million. And there is no cap. There's no cap. And there's no sunsetting of his contract. Now we're spending money, a lot of money, you know how expensive lawyers are, to defend him in contempt charges. One of them where he made a into an open mic, a lewd suggestion off color about the judge and the female lawyer on the other side. Why the heck are we, why are my tax dollars paying for that? Why is that consistent? Why is that consistent with what, I mean, I'm a taxpayer. So are you. That's just plain wrong. But the lines are lighting up. We're going to go on to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. And thanks for giving the people in Wisconsin all over the country a voice on your station. I've got a question. Now, if I missed this, I've kind of been out of the loop for a couple of days here. The Supreme Court is reacting, I believe, to January 6th, and here's why. If you know the Federalist Society, the Heritage Foundation, National Review, all these think tanks, they realize that Liz and Adam are opening a can of worms. They may not be able to close. So they think this is their last-ditch effort to put on a offensive move through the Supreme Court. It's directly related to January 6th. Am I out of my mind, or tell me what you think?
Yeah. No, look, what's going on here, Bill, and you have always nailed it when you call them. I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat, you know, and you can be a conservative or liberal and so forth. The point is, we got to have integrity in our government. We simply have to have integrity in our, you have to believe that when all is said and done, you go to bed at night, you can sleep well, because you know that honest people are running things. They may have a different point of view from you, but it's honest. That's gone out the window. That's gone out the window, as you point out, and that's got to be restored. It's flat out got to be restored, and I'd like to see it restored in both parties. And that means the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers coming to run the Republican Party and not the crowd we have in there now. Thanks for calling. Next, we're going to go to David of California. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, David of California?
Morning, Matt. Yeah, I was
I tuned in late, so I didn't catch the full intro of everything that's happened up there. But the first thing I was going to raise, whether it has to do with January 6th or whether it's the fake electors, there's a coup in the works. And there's just no doubt about it. And the Republican Party is deeply involved in it. And the first thing I would do is yank their corporate charter. There is no reason to allow an institution to do fundraising with fraud as its intent. A corporate charter, it doesn't even imply, it mandates that the whether it's a business or a nonprofit, has to do some service to the community. There's no, if you look at 1776 logic, they intentionally didn't allow Tories to do business in an area after 1776 because they were seen as saboteurs, and that they were basically pilfering the people's economy and sending that money to London. And so when you start looking at the way the Republican Party is acting right now, they are still doing that. And it's funny, I've called a couple of the business shows around Northern Illinois trying to get the the Chicago Board of Trade does business mostly in agriculture, but in a number of other commodities. And since both Michigan and Wisconsin do a large amount of trade with the Chicago Board of Trade, to get the Chicago Board of Trade to either discount the business from the businesses of the Republican Party, to see them as organized crime, to see them as traitors, to see them as a bad faith business, and that their business is not respected by the Chicago Board of Trade. And it gives the opportunity for Democrats to move in on those businesses. So, for example, if
I understand what you're saying, Dave. No, it's a fascinating idea. I'll throw out a couple of things in terms of certainly out here, and I think nationally, if you revoke any kind of so-called right to do business of a political party, you're going to run into First Amendment objections, which in general, even with parties that I strongly disagree with, I would be sympathetic to. In other words, now, what would happen if, the Nazi Party or ISIS were to set up a party in Wisconsin and that kind of thing? There, at some point, if it comes down to violence enshrined in a constitution, I think you'd have some different discussions. But to be very candid, the Republican Party is not close to any of that. You do have people in the Republican Party like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who are people of exceptional integrity, even though I may not agree with their position on some other issues. And so what you have here is a larger contest going on, in my judgment, between democracy and opponents to democracy, in other words, authoritarians, between integrity and people who use any means to keep power. And the fact is, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I'm using a term from the great poet. Fascism, he said, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, fascism creeps in. It's not a guy with medals at your door kicking in your door. It's a briefcase and a lawyer slipping into your state. And suddenly you have gerrymander. Suddenly you have a Republican Supreme Court in Wisconsin saying that the Republicans still have power, even though the Democrats won the gubernatorial race. And that is the contest right now. But I really appreciate your call. Gary of Sussex, my friend, your name was taken in vain, and I want to give you a shot at a call. We've come two minutes before the break, but Gary of Sussex.
All right. Well, the difference between Jack and I are I'm actually a happy guy, and I don't think you ever hear me calling up and whining and yelling and calling people names, telling them they're insane, only because you have a difference of opinion. But that's the difference between Jack and I, you know. Now, I was going to mention, and that's all I want to
throw
say about.
In. Jack's a good man. I think he's happy,
I'm not
too.
Saying he's not.
But go ahead, Gary, because this is your forum. Go ahead.
Okay. And I do appreciate the fact that you at least clarified it to say that even though you agreed 100% with what he said, which kind of made me feel a little bit bad, but I've got tough skin. And you did clarify, well, we do allow people on the air here to have difference of opinions. Can you imagine how boring your show would be if you didn't have people like me calling up once in a while and trying to say, hey, you know, maybe you should look at it this way, and maybe half the people in the country look at it this way, you know? And I was going
to
also say that...
We've got to go to a break, but I'm going to ask Sam to patch you back in right after the break because I want to give you a full chance to have your say. Appreciate you calling in. Sam, put Gary in right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.